Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Senator Sanders, welcome to Living on Earth.
Good. Nice to be with you.
Well, let's cut right to the chase here. What do you think of how the White House handled this?
I'm less than impressed. I think Van Jones is a serious guy. I think he understands that we have the potential over a period of years to create millions of good-paying jobs as we move away from fossil fuels and move toward energy efficiency and sustainable energies such as wind, solar, geothermal, and biomass. I was disappointed that the White House caved in quite the way they did to the kind of ferocious attack that took place against Van Jones from the right-wing echo chamber, from Fox and perhaps some other right-wing commentators. I would have preferred that the White House remained firm in supporting Mr. Jones because, frankly, appeasing these guys today does not mean they're going to come after somebody else tomorrow.
On the other hand, I guess the White House very much wants to avoid distractions as they're trying to focus on the health care issue right now. What should they have done here?
Well, I think what they should have done is Van Jones indicated he did a stupid thing. He signed some dumb petition and he used a language describing Republicans, which frankly takes place in both parties every single day. It's not one of the great crimes against humanity. He apologized for that. And I think with an apology on Mr. Jones's part, what the president should have said is that he has confidence in the good work that he has done and looks forward to his continued efforts in fighting to transform our energy system and create a more a system which is independent and which begins to cut back substantially on greenhouse gas emissions.
Now, you mentioned that the appeasement route is not one you think is going to work here. Here's, for example, Glenn Beck, the Fox News commentator, weighing in on his desire now.
The bloggers, the detractors, you know, they'll say all kinds of things. They'll say that I'm crazy, that I'm, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and that I'm targeting Van Jones. But let me tell you something. Van Jones is the tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg. You think there's going to be more?
Well, of course there will be more. I mean, that's what their job is. Their job is to destroy Barack Obama, and you do it in a number of different ways. Some of these people, as you know, are going around the country saying that President Obama is illegitimate. He shouldn't be president. He wasn't even born in the United States, and I think you have a substantial number of Republicans who believe that. You have Republicans talking about the fact, their belief that Barack Obama doesn't understand the Constitution. He's only a constitutional lawyer, but he's acting in an unconstitutional way. And on and on it goes. You're seeing the most, you know, incredibly slanderous attacks against the president, and there's absolutely no reason to believe that that's going to stop. That's where the opposition to Obama is coming from. It's coming from the right-wing echo chamber. And in fact, I think getting rid of Van Jones only whets their appetite, and certainly more will come.
Do you get a sense that there's a growing feeling from the left of the Democratic Party that it's time for the administration to begin pushing back a little here, and this Van Jones incident kind of, one of those straws on the camel's back?
Well, I don't know about straws on the camel's back, but what I think the Democratic Party has got to do is make it clear to the American people which side they are on. And it is not just the issue of green jobs, which is hugely important to my mind. It is a question of taking on Wall Street and explaining to the American people how a handful of huge financial institutions helped create the worst economic recession since the 1930s, resulting in millions of people losing their jobs. We're not seeing the Democratic Party frontally taking on Wall Street, talking about real financial reform, talking about the need for a new Wall Street, which invests in our productive economy. In my view, you're not seeing the Democratic Party being aggressive enough on health care. I mean, the truth is, if we are serious about providing comprehensive, universal health care in a cost-effective way to all Americans, a Medicare-for-all single-payer route is, in fact, the way to go. And the idea that some are surrendering even on a public option, which is desperately needed if you're going to talk about any kind of cost containment, clearly is in my view, an error. So I think across the board, what the Democrats have got to do is tell working people that we are on their side, and that ranting and raving about about Van Jones or about whether or not the president was born in the United States, nonsense like that, is not going to solve the very, very serious set of crises this country faces economically, in healthcare, in global warming, with a huge national debt and so forth.
What does this incident tell us about the sort of debate we can expect when you and other senators begin to focus on energy and climate change, perhaps later in the fall?
Well, I think it will be demagogic. I think what people have got to understand is the Republican Party, by and large, is playing the role of obstructionism. Last session, they broke the world's record, I think, from the number of filibusters they brought forth. Filibusters did not used to be used on every major bill, which it currently is, so it's necessary now to get 60 votes. I think you have a segment of the Republican Party that literally, despite all of the scientific evidence, does not believe that global warming is real. So they will obviously be adamantly opposed to it. Senator Inhofe used to be the chairman of the Environmental Committee. I think believe that probably still does, that global warming is some kind of communist conspiracy. And then you got others who are very close to the oil companies, close to the coal companies, and will be fighting to defend their interests. But meanwhile, if we don't get our act together and substantially cut back greenhouse gas emissions, obviously not only in this country but around the world, this planet is going to face some enormous problems in years to come. Furthermore, we have the potential right now. We have the technology available to us right now to substantially move away from foreign oil, move toward energy independence, and the importance of that from a geopolitical perspective, i.e. the war in Iraq, is enormous. And obviously, as the chairman of the Green Jobs Committee, I believe we have the potential over a period of years to create millions of good-paying jobs moving toward a new energy approach.
What happens now to that push for more green jobs? Is this a setback, losing Van Jones?
Well, I think it is in the sense that Van was a strong advocate of green jobs. Before he took this job, Van had worked for the Apollo Alliance, whose reason for existence was the creation of green jobs, merging environmental groups along with the labor unions. So I would hope that he is replaced by somebody who is equally strong at understanding the potential of creating good-paying jobs that are desperately needed as we're struggling with this very serious recession.
Why do you think they went after him? It's a little curious, isn't it? It's not like he's a cabinet-level person or anything. In fact, he was fairly low-level within the Council on Environmental Quality, which, you know, most people, if you stop a person on the street, they don't even know what that is. Why did they go after Van Jones?
Well, I have no idea, but I can assure you that he is not the last person that they're going to go after, and they will just pick and choose for whatever reasons. I don't know what the right-wing echo chambers' reasons are. They don't share that with me. But, you know, this will, in fact, I think they have a scalp now that they can hang up, which is Van Jones, and I'm sure they're deciding who they're going to go after. But it's not just going after political appointees. It's an overall approach to their constituency, which says it's not just that we disagree with President Obama on health care or energy or whatever. That's the least of it. It's that we think he really is not quite a legitimate president. We don't want him actually talking to the schoolchildren of America. We think he was not even born in the United States of America. We think he's operating unconstitutionally. And so you lay the groundwork for millions of people who, you know, pay attention to the right-wing echo chamber, that in fact he should not even be president, that he's not a legitimate president. And I think that's a very, very dangerous grounds to be laying in a democratic society.
You know, part of the rhetoric, successful rhetoric in this attack that Glenn Beck and others used on Van Jones, was that the whole notion of advancing green jobs, taking action to limit greenhouse gases, is socialist. Terms like communist, Marxist got thrown in there. What do you make of that and the fact that it was, in the end, successful?
Well, again, I think you have, and I think people should be very concerned about this. You have a right-wing echo chamber, which is Fox, which is many of the right-wing talk shows. About 90% of the talk shows in America are right-wing, and some are very extremely right-wing. And they are talking directly to millions of people who really don't get their information in many other sources. That's the world that they listen to. And I think amongst those people, if you hear every single day that global warming is not a reality, if you hear that taking strong action, which the leading scientists of the world think we desperately need to take to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions, an understanding which exists in, you know, throughout the in much of the world. And you know, if you hear over and over again this type of rhetoric that, that global warming is not real, you reach certain conclusions. But I think, obviously, for our country and for the planet, not to cut back on greenhouse gas emissions, to allow global warming to continue to get worse, will be a catastrophe, not just for our country, but for the entire planet. Hmm.
You are an independent, but you have in the past identified yourself as a socialist. Does it bother you that the term socialism is now back as, I think someone called it, the slur du jour, and that it's being applied to this realm that you care about, of green jobs, climate action?
Well, it's being applied during the campaign. It was no great secret. This is what was being thrown at Barack Obama from day one. I think, obviously, the people who are throwing that term around don't understand what democratic socialism is, don't understand that in most of the European countries, for example, we've had where you have had labor parties or social democratic parties, everybody in those countries, among other things, has health care, and generally the quality is good and the cost is substantially less than in the United States, that in those countries the level of poverty is much, much less. For example, in the United States, 18% of our kids live in poverty. We end up having more people in jail than any other country on earth. Other countries understand that it's important to try to deal with childhood poverty. The cost of higher education throughout Europe and Scandinavia is a fraction of what it is in the United States. People have more vacation time. In other words, the working class and middle class, in many senses, are a lot better off. But that's something we, generally speaking, don't talk about too much in this country. Hmm.
Now, did you get bipartisan support for your green jobs legislation?
Well, it ended up passing. It was tucked into the energy bill,
right,
which passed.
Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if that makes your Republican partners on that socialist as well.
Well, that may be.
Senator Bernie Sanders, independent of Vermont, thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure. Take care.